Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Monday. Good to be back in the studio, back from Kansas City. Still got lots of great interviews for you from down there. And one of those being the head of the American Soybean Association, Caleb Ragland, is going to join us at about 2:09. We've got one of the top dogs at Big Lot Auctions. Got a chance to visit with the co-owner, CEO, and we'll do that at 2:33. We still have our North Dakota Corn segment coming up at 2:49 this afternoon. And we'll also check markets, as we always do, at about 2:20. We're going to get things started with a little bit of an extension slash farm visit today. And we are going to go over to Greggs County because that's still one of the remaining wet spots out there. Elizabeth Hassenwinkel joins us now. And Elizabeth, been thinking about your area and Devil's Lake area. I'm sure there's probably a few other spots, but how goes the battle of trying to get the crop of 25 in the bin?
It continues to go. It's been wet, as you know, and as many people know. Not quite as wet as Devil's Lake, I don't believe. But Greggs County has definitely been wet this year. I had to look it up after we spoke this morning, and we are currently in line for the third wettest year for the past 10 years, followed 2016 and 2019, which we both know those were some wet years in North Dakota here. But we're sitting at over 22 inches of moisture so far here for November 24th today.
I guess at this point it doesn't matter when it came, but when did the brunt of it come? Was it June or was it later?
The brunt of it was July. We had over 7 inches here in July, according to our Endon station in Cooperstown. So, I mean, of course, that's our only Endon station in our county. So it varied. I mean, it definitely varied. I know Binford area specifically, if you're on the northern tier of Greggs County, was a bit wetter than down by Cooperstown or Hanaford area, but wet nonetheless. Yeah. And then it followed, I mean, our September had almost 3 inches of rain, and our October had 2.5 inches. So, a lot of rain.
So the other part of this is, you know, it's one thing to be behind, and I think most people are like, oh, they just, you know, they got corn. And you're not done with soybeans yet. It's still out there.
We're not done with soybeans yet. There's probably about 5 to 10% of soybeans that still remain standing in our county. It's just been so wet on those fields. There's standing water in a lot of those fields that do have soybeans, and it hasn't froze, so they can't. The ground's still wet, and so guys getting stuck. A lot of guys getting stuck here during this harvest season for soybean and corn as well. But they just can't get that crop off.
Is this going to be something where those crops are never going to come off, or is there the thought that they're going to get it off? It's just a matter of when.
You know, I have lower hope for the soybeans than I do the corn. I think the corn's going to come off. We probably have 20 to 25% of corn remaining in our county, and that it varies on where you're at, where it still stands, I guess. If you drive along Highway 200, you're still going to see some corn standing on the west side of Greggs County, whereas not so much maybe on the east side. But the soybeans, I don't quite have high hopes of that coming off. The corn, I think it'll come off. It'll just be kind of a when question now. There was some wet corn. The guys were just waiting to kind of see if it would dry. I think that early frost just kind of hit it, and then it was slower to dry regardless. So it'll be a when on the corn. The soybeans, I don't know.
Well, and then let's add some other twists, okay? How about a snowstorm for you? It's not going to be bad, but
I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen here in the next couple days. We're forecasted to get 1 to 3 inches here tomorrow, Tuesday, for Greggs County. So it'll be interesting. The wind's going to be part of that. It sounds like 30 to 40 mile an hour winds on the last update I think I looked at here this morning. But that'll be, we're no strangers to combining some corn and some snow here.
No.
But of course it's not fun, and nobody wants that. They wanted it to just be a super easy harvest, but we have not had that here in Greggs County.
We're past that now. So at this point,
very much so.
You know, I was talking to Daryl Richardson this morning, and I think I mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it to you. Daryl was talking about the fact that if the areas that get 3 inches or more of snow, because that'll give a little bit of snowpack, he said, and then the weather over the next couple of weeks is supposed to be cold. He said that could actually stick till spring. He said that those areas that get 3+, that might be it, that, you know, they're going to just have a snowpack and it's going to keep going. And once you get that snowpack, then it's like 10 degrees colder, you know, on a, where
yeah,
the day should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's winter. I mean, it's the end of November. We should have been waiting for this.
Yeah.
We do live in North Dakota, but it's still not nice to hear and even hearing that from Daryl, because I like Daryl, and he's usually right, but sometimes in that aspect, I don't know that I want him to be right, but I think it's going to stick around. I do think he's correct. You look at the 10-day forecast, and there's a lot of 10 degrees and cooler, especially overnights.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because he has followed it up by saying, I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, it's just one of those things.
He's probably not.
No. Cattle, you were telling me about that, though, that this is putting a little bit of express for some of your cattle producers.
Yeah, I think we've all been enjoying how nice it's been. It was 60 degrees or 55 degrees here, whatnot, on Saturday, right? Saturday or Sunday. And so we've just been enjoying the nice weather. Now today you see 1 to 3 inches of snow in the forecast. Guys are wanting to bring their cows home. I've heard a lot of that today. Get them home, maybe have to start feeding them. Maybe you have some fall grazing, some residue grazing that you can do right around home. But now it's definitely put an express on guys that maybe have left their cows out a little bit longer because they've been able to get them on home.
Will, anything else going on in your county? Any events coming up before the new year?
I'll put in another, we talked not terribly long ago, I don't think, but Central Dakota Egg Day here in Carrington on December 19th. That'll be an action-packed day. We partner with quite a few counties to put that on, and we're excited for that to happen here. December 19th, it's a Friday, mark your calendars, but nothing too crazy until we celebrate the holidays, and after the new year, it'll be pesticide training and crop improvement meetings.
Definitely.
4-H council meetings, a little bit of everything. So if you're near Griggs County, just be watching your calendar.
Okay, and then watch out for those crazy radio folks, too, because I told Jeff I'm going to try and be up there for the Central Dakota Day. This will be the first time I have gone to that, and I'm hoping to go. It looks like it's going to work out. So, because Prairie Greens...
Oh, that'll be wonderful. Yeah, yeah, it's a great lineup of speakers. We're really excited about it.
I've always wanted to go, but it was always butted right up against Prairie Greens. But this year, they're separate weeks, so I'm excited.
Yep, I think there's 9 days in between them this year.
Really?
Prairie Greens runs that December, you probably know it better than I do, but December 10th, I believe, and 11th.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, don't make me think. So, but I know it's one.
Remember, December 19th, you'll want to be at Central Dakota Egg Day.
All right, sounds good. Anything else? Are you staying home for Thanksgiving? Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. You and your husband were driving around looking for deer and looking at deer. What are you seeing up there? Did you find some?
We did see some up by Binford. It's too late for rifle season, so I'll break the hearts of some people. But we did see some up by Binford, so there is hope. We also were down in Sargent County this weekend, and we saw none. So those down there will be sad about that. But there are deer out there for anyone that are wondering.
See, notice how coy she is, Elizabeth.
I know what I can say and what I'll tell you. You asked about my Thanksgiving. I'm a Ward County native.
Ah.
I'm going to go up by Berthold and spend the Thanksgiving with my family. So I'll tell you if there's any deer up there here soon.
Gotcha. Who's the cooker? Is it mom? Is it you? Is it your husband? Is it your dad? Who's the big cooker?
I think mom's cooking this year. I need to give her a call and see what I'm supposed to be bringing. But I do believe mom's cooking, and I like turkey, but that's not the consensus in my family, so I can't for sure tell you if we're having a turkey or not.
Okay.